Alone she lies waiting, surrounded by gloom. 大家好，我是佳佳。
Hi, I'm Charity Lee.
欢迎收听家里家外。
Welcome to 家里家外。
好，今年是狗年嘛，我们知道西方人很喜欢狗，会把狗当作家庭成员之一，带着狗去散步啊，然后带着狗出去玩啊，狗也会享受很好的医疗服务。那今年是狗年的话，我们不妨也学习一下带狗的一些俚语应该怎么说呢？
Yes, we love our dogs, and since it's the year of the dog, let's talk about some phrases using the word dog.
好啊。
Let's start today's show. She hides
from the color. 其实我们特别熟悉的一个短语是 love me, love my dog.
Right.
爱屋及乌。
And here's an example. Leslie agreed to marry Paul, even though he had terrible manners. Later, when she tried to tell him to act properly, he replied,Love me, love my dog.
这是霸王条款吗？所以呢 ，if you love someone, you should accept everything about him or her.
That's what the phrase says.
我们小的时候还学过一个短语叫做 rain cats and dogs.
Oh, right, it's raining cats and dogs.
所以其实它是倾盆大雨的意思。那这个短语是怎么来的呢？我当时还查了一下，因为我觉得好有意思。其实是这样的，中世纪的城市呢，它的排水系统不是很发达，所以呢，下暴雨的时候呢，就有很多的猫啊、狗啊被淹死。那这个时候呢，一些迷信的人呢，就会认为这些被淹死的猫猫狗狗是从天上掉下来的。
Oh, that's interesting.
所以我觉得其实知道一些那个短语嘛，你再知道它背后的一些历史，记起来就会更容易一点。
嗯，是。
跟狗相关的一些短语呢，也是最近我们经常会说的，跟中文很像的，比如说 sick as a dog。
Oh, yes, this means very sick.
我们经常会说，哇，我都已经病成狗啦，就是可怜巴巴的感觉，病得很厉害，很虚弱的样子。
Here's an example. You're sick as a dog. You need to go to the hospital.
You're sick as a dog. 所以你看你病得可怜巴巴的，像狗狗一样。那其实我们说的更多的是这个，是 work like a dog.
yeah.
忙成狗了，我觉得很形象，因为狗本来就是劳碌命嘛。
This means to work from sun up to sundown, just like a dog on the farm.
是，但是呢，这个 work like a dog 这个是褒义，它是指努力工作的意思，而并不是贬义。所以呢，你可以这样说，说 you work like a dog, you need a rest.
Right.
对啊，说不要太拼了，还是得休息一下。
是的。Or you could say, I feel for my neighbor. She works like a dog to feed those kids of hers.
是，就是尤其现在的中国家庭嘛，然后很多家庭有两个孩子，就觉得哦压力好大呀，要努力去赚钱。
Another one is dog tired. For example, you've been returning home dog tired these days, right?
是。反正有了两个孩子之后，你肯定要更加努力的去工作，所以就会感觉 dog tired.
Right.
累成狗了。
He's exhausted or extremely tired.
对，所以其实你可以说 dog tired, 或者说 I'm so tired.都可以，太累了。那刚才我们说的这个 dog tired, 这个 tired 是放在名词之后嘛，它是一个形容词。当然绝大部分呢，我们还会把形容词放到名词之前，比如说 a lazy dog。
A lazy dog、
这个是懒汉的意思。
Right, we could say, it's noon, time to get out of bed, you lazy dog.
对呀、但是都已经说 dog tired 了，为什么不能做一个 lazy dog? 让我们休息一下嘛，是不是？那除了这个形容词以外呢，我们还经常会说 lucky dog.
Oh, right. You won the lottery, you lucky dog.
对呀。所以我们什么时候要是能够 win the lottery, 我们就不需要 dog tired.
Okay, this one is quite different. Doggy bag.
Doggy bag. 这个 doggy bag, 它是打包盒的意思。
是的。The reason we call it a doggy bag is that if people take leftovers home from a restaurant, they often feed it to their dog.
嗯，对，因为我们之前说外国人都比较喜欢养狗狗嘛，家里边都有狗，所以会把剩饭剩菜带回去喂狗。那 doggy bag 就是这么来的。
So for example, you could say you barely touched your meal. You should ask for a doggy bag to take the rest home.
嗯，对 ，ask for a doggy bag 就要一个打包盒。还有一个短语我听过是这样说的 ，lead a dog's life.
Oh, yeah.To lead an unhappy or boring life.
嗯，给我们举个例子吧。
He's been leading a dog's life since he lost his job.
哦，但是，这个是指着过着穷困潦倒的日子，因为我觉得 dog 它就会有这种感觉，好像是什么贫困啊，然后生活的不好啊，都会有这种感觉。我觉得猫是生活的很安逸的，所以我是不是可以说 lead a cat's life？
I've never heard that one before.
对，我总是异想天开的想换一个词，所以呢，这里边呢是不可以换成其他的动物的，这是一个固定的搭配，你只可以说成 lead a dog's life， 啊，过着穷困潦倒的日子。
Right.
嗯。
Jojo, have you heard this one? Every dog has its day.
Every dog has his day.
It means even the least fortunate person can experience success.
就是说每个人都会有出头之日。哦哦，我想起来，中文会有一个比较恰当的翻译，就是风水轮流转。
Oh, what does that mean?
就是这个意思。
是这样吗？
对。
Wow.
那给我们举个例子吧。
Okay.I know you're surprised that she beat you in the race, but every dog has its day.
嗯，是，所以我觉得这是一个非常积极的一个短语，就是能够鼓励你不要灰心。我觉得这也是相当于西方的 chicken soup 心灵鸡汤一样的话。嗯，哎，不知道大家还记不记得，我们有一期节目讲过 dog days。因为刚才那个 Cherry Lee 提到了这个 day， 我就想到了 dog days。嗯，这个是指的是大热天啊，三伏天啊。
Right, the hottest days of summer.
嗯，是。那刚才说这些都是挺简单的，能不能给我们上升一个难度呢？
Oh, another one. Okay. His bark is worse than his bite.
His bark is worse than his bite. 是说会叫的狗不咬人。
Right, it means someone's words or their tone of voice are intimidating, but their actions won't be so bad.
哦，其实这个也可以翻译成，中国经常会这样说，说这个人是刀子嘴豆腐心。
Oh.
我不知道恰不恰当，你举个例子，我来听听看嘛。
Okay. I know our boss's words shook you up, but don't worry, his bark is worse than his bite.
对，这句话太棒了，我觉得特别符合中国人的性格特点。我觉得中国很多的人都是这种性格，就是刀子嘴豆腐心。
啊，
对，他是其实他是非常善良的，但是他的语言上让你很难接受。
有意思。
好，那今天我们讲了好多的跟狗有关的一些俚语。那在狗年里呢，大家除了记住这些俚语的同时呢，也希望大家在狗年里都过得开心，狗年旺旺旺。
In English, we have so many phrases that use the word dog. We love dogs, and we hope you have a great year of the dog.
好，那今天的节目就到这里，喜欢就关注家里家外吧，感谢你的收听，下次见喽。
Until next time.